If you like to visit a place when it's really strutting its stuff, then check out some of the local festivals, like when Harley owners converge for Bike Week in Orlando, Florida. Or maybe you're more the type for the Kentucky Derby. How about Mardi Gras? Publisher Alan Davis has put together a book called The Fun Also Rises. It's subtitled The Most Fun Places to Be at the Right Time. Davis and his team set up the book as a guide to what they call the 50 most exciting events in the U.S. and Canada. Each event's given a clever description, and listen to this, an hour-by-hour itinerary to help you navigate your way around. Davis stopped by to tell us about some of the festivals he recommends. He explained his criteria for choosing the very best.
Well, we look for a number of factors, but I think the two most important things are participation by the traveler and transformation, which is both transforming the location and transforming the person so that they're actually doing something that they might not otherwise do.
Participation and transformation. Sounds like a Middle Eastern religion is what it sounds like.
Well, these can be religious experiences, but it's basically, this book is all about fun.
Very cool. Now, two festivals that caught my attention were the Fiesta San Antonio and the Calgary Stampede. Why should those be on anybody's must-see list?
What's really interesting, I think, about Fiesta San Antonio is it's the second largest event in North America, right after Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And yet, before I started working on this book 4 years ago, I had never heard of it. And virtually everybody I talk to has not heard of Fiesta San Antonio. And yet 3.5 million people go and have a great time.
And they're not telling anybody about it, apparently.
I think they're trying to keep it a secret, I guess. But it's a really wonderful event. Of course, San Antonio is a great place to go in any case. It's the home of the Alamo. They have the beautiful river with a river walk. And you can sit along the river. And during Fiesta San Antonio, you'll have a mariachi band come by on a barge. You can watch the illuminated night parade on the river.
When is it, Alan?
It happens in April.
Okay.
And each night it's a different type of party, and it's fiesta in the true meaning of the word, bringing together a lot of different cultural influences that exist in San Antonio, the German influence and, of course, the Latin influence, and it's a spectacular time to be there.
What's the Calgary Stampede?
Calgary Stampede is one of the rodeos that we have in the book. When you go to Calgary, if you're coming from the United States and you go through customs, even the customs officials are wearing the white cowboy hats and scarves. You go to check into a hotel that had a marble check-in counter before, and now it has a facade over that counter that makes it look like you're checking into a saloon. The signature event at the Calgary Stampede are the chuck wagon races. There's a whole little ritual that goes around this event where you have to load up the chuck wagon, and it takes off, and it's followed by a team of horses. It's led by a team of horses, but it's followed by cowboys on horseback, and they all have to cross the finish line first as a group. It's really quite an amazing event.
Let's talk about Mardi Gras. It's a big favorite for people all around the country, but it's known as this, you know, licentious bacchanalian experience. But you say there's more than that to it.
Well, there is. You can either dress down or dress up for Mardi Gras. And one of the ways to dress up is to go to the Endymion Ball in the Superdome, where 20,000 people in black tie or long gowns, and women are not allowed in unless they're wearing long gowns, end up nonetheless getting up on tables and jumping up and down for the plastic beads that are being thrown by the Endymion Parade as it ends its parade inside the Superdome, followed by great music, and it's a great party.
Where's the best place to spend July 4th?
The 4th of July, in our opinion, should be spent in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the historic center, I think, of the United States. And they really go all out for the 4th of July, ending with a great parade and fireworks and music, performance in front of the Philadelphia Art Museum. But it's actually the culmination of a three-day celebration.
How about Halloween?
Halloween, you have a number of choices. I guess my favorite is my hometown, San Francisco, which includes the Hooker's Ball and Halloween on Castro Street, because we certainly go all out for Halloween. You could also spend it at Fantasy Fest in Key West, Florida, which is 10,000 people come together for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's the party. They close off the main street, and it's quite a mini Mardi Gras.
where will the best festivals take place for the millennium?
I think New Year's Eve in New York, which is where we recommend spending New Year's Eve generally, will be a blowout party and very special for the millennium. But other than that, I think people should just go where they might want to be for New Year's generally, and it'll be a little more special. But I'm trying to get people to lower their expectations, because I think there's going to be some possibility of being disappointed otherwise.
Alan Davis's new book is called The Fun Also Rises. It's published by Greenline. Alan, I thank you so much for joining us, and I envy the labor you put into it.
Well, thank you very much.